7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Selling shoes, what a loser, working in a shopping mall. Oh crap, it's starting. Okay, fine. And here we go. The current time is turn off the water 30. Oh, the actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to soak my feet in the bathtub. Yay! All right, here we go. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I went to bed shortly before 3 a.m. last night. And then I woke up at 5:21, and I thought, oh, I slept really good. But I didn't realize what time it was. I turned over and I looked at the clock and said, oh, yay, I'm going back to sleep. But it took a while because I rolled over and I did this thing where I sort of arched my back to stretch. Oh, and that was a mistake. Yeah, so I cramped myself up something really good. And then I managed to go back to sleep. And I woke up a couple of hours later, probably about 45 minutes ago. And between the cat being obnoxious and having some other problems, I had a sinus thing happen, and it wasn't terrible, but it was sort of annoying. And I can smell blood, but I don't have any blood coming out of my nose. And, you know, so it's sinus day, apparently. But I think I'm good now. And I'm just trying to kind of decramp my feet. Because when I got up, I was sort of sore. But then once I started walking around, I was good. But then once I was standing up long enough, then, yeah, oh, geez. My feet started to hurt. Good thing I have lots of hot water. I have lots and lots of hot water, yay. And this is all because I adjusted the hot water heater. Now I know what you're thinking, Tobe. Didn't you have plenty of hot water before? How did your hot water get unadjusted? Well, that's actually fairly easy to explain, because remember I had to get a new furnace? Well, when I got a new furnace, that meant that it had to be installed, and furnace guys had to be down in my basement, and the furnace is right next to the hot water heater. And the hot water heater adjustment thingy is a little bit weird. And it's at a low level, and it can get bumped. And so, yeah, I suspect that it got bumped, and I didn't notice it during the warm weather because I don't use very much hot water when the weather is warm. But now that the weather is cold, so, yeah, I'm glad we figured that out, readjusted the hot water heater. And, frankly, now I'm just noticing that the bathtub needs to be cleaned again. So, is that what I'm going to do today? Am I going to clean the bathtub? Well, I might put some effort into it, but I got to work on some other stuff. Meaning I got to clean some other stuff. My house is getting disheveled again. Everything is just sort of weird, and I need to straighten it up. Especially the room downstairs. Ugh. And maybe I should get some of the cat hair out of here. Ugh. All right, I'm getting out of the bathtub, which is really just a foot tub right now. Let's see, today is Saturday, so I should probably do some laundry. I'm trying to figure out what laundry I have to do, because, let's see, I ended up doing some midweek laundry, and I threw a bunch of extra stuff in, and so do I have an entire load of laundry to do today? Yeah, I could wash my blanket. And What else was I going to wash? Oh, I got to... Yeah, I just remembered. My pants. I got to wash my pants. Although I don't know if that's going to do any good. Because... Did I tell you what happened to my pants? This is a Tobe thing. Let's go back downstairs. Okay, so, as the committee will remember, my pants were missing for some time. Not that we needed them or anything, because, you know, it was summer. Wait, what? What? Hi! We're out of you too, we're rope. Here come old Fluffbutt, she come grooving up slowly. She says, give me some water, lead the lambs to slaughter. She says, I know you, you pour water for me. Do what I say because I'm the kitty. Pour my water right now for the kitty. So what are you thinking? Oh, you want some water? Would you like some? Okay. Here we are in the kitchen. With Princess Fluffy Lumps. And I've got a little cottage cheese here, or a cottage cheese container here, that we use as a water bowl. I'm filling it up with kitty water. It's so delicious. Here's some kitty water for you. Oh my goodness. You want to drink it up? Not even interested. Okay, so we continue to go downstairs. Wait, what was I doing? Wasn't I doing something? Wasn't I doing a thing? What? Should I be looking for drugs? Wait. Did I leave the ibuprofen upstairs? I did. So now we have to go back upstairs. Into the bathroom. And, yep, here we go. We need to get the last two ibuprofens. And now I have a nice empty jar with a little desiccant bottle in it of some type. That's great. What was I talking about? Seems like I had some subject matter. Seems like I said, the committee will remember something. Yeah, I got nothing. Let's take these pills. All right. Medicated. Ready to rock. Ugh, is my foot starting to do a thing? No. Okay. Yeah. What was I talking about? I'm sure that there was some really important subject matter that I just was about to...
Well, I did something today I ain't done in a long time. There's a man going around town. He's a city councilman. He's looking for a re-election. You know, he kind of hobnobbing with everybody, rubbing elbows with the townsfolk and, you know, shaking hands and making his rounds. And I was just, you know, out in the trailer park, you know, trying to break a piece of plywood in half. And he came up, you know, the edge of the trailer park, and there's some boys with their bicycles. He said, hey, can I try to ride one of your little children's bicycles? And they said, okay. And I said, boy, I gotta see this. And anytime somebody tries something and you can tell they ain't done it in a number of years, boy, something's gonna happen. It's gonna be pretty funny. And they may need some help too, truth be told. Trailer park, it ain't paved, you know, and you fall, you especially fall 5-6 feet up, some of these ramps these boys are building now, you're gonna be feeling it all night and in the morning too. So I went over there and sure enough, boy, he rolled up his little sleeves he had on and got kind of like a head start down the street. Came right into the edge of the trailer park, buddy, and he went from pavement to gravel. Did a little kind of like a speed wobble back tire, and you could see it in his eyes, boy. He's like, this is a bad idea. And he's probably thinking, too, boy, not one of these kids can even vote. This is a waste of time. But he hit that ramp, boy, went sideways, And he just went down, whee, like a duck in hunting season, buddy. Boy, he's making a noise I ain't heard anybody make since my Aunt Kelsey slipped a disc in her back trying to pull the dishwasher off a little puppy that she found underneath the porch. And the little kids were kind of laughing at him. I said, hey, buddy, you stay here. You take care of that, Mr. City Councilman. And let me show you. Let me see what I can do. So I get back there, right, buddy, and I'm picking up speed on that gravel. Picking up speed. Coming down the tracks. Picking up speed. It's a tapping train. Get on or hop out the way. Here comes the train of pain. Boy, I'm about to put a hurting on the world record, boy. And boy, I hit that thing, and boy, everything went in slow motion. I felt like, first of all, there was the old city councilman, you know, kind of bleeding from his elbows, looking at me. He kind of lifted his head. It's kind of like I was about to hit that ramp, and I look over, and I see the city councilman just kind of... And then I look, and there's just a group of little boys, you know, that are all there in the trailer park, and they're like... I mean, 8 or 10 of them, you know, and they're all looking. And then I got city councilman up on his elbow, and he's... And then, boy, I hit that ramp. And all I feel is like the wind in my hair. And I look down, and I kind of see that, I may not clear this second trash can. And I kind of do, I just push them handlebars out, buddy. And then I realized, boy, if I don't bring that bike back under me, I'm going to land on something else. And so I had to bring that bike down, and boy, I landed it and kind of peeled out, buddy, and where that back tire kind of slid up under me, boy, and I felt like I piled some of that gravel 2 feet high, you know, once I hit the ground, but that back tire just sliding up, piling it so high. And so what I did, boy, I dropped the bike right there. I looked at them boys' eyes. I said, the tavern train has left the building.
I'll ring Kendra. Hello?
Hello? It's Olga. Can I speak to Kendra, please?
Just hold on a minute, pet. Kendra? Olga's on the phone. Do you want to speak to him?
I first saw Kendra at a pub called the Ramside Hall in Durham. So sweet and tender, but she didn't even see me at all. No. She looked so nice, she smelled so fine. Oh, how I wished that Kendra was mine. 5'1", and eyes that were blue. A smile that made me melt, oh, what could I do? I had to get Kendra's telephone number really quick. Yes, if I came straight to the point, it will do the trick. Yes, I asked her if she'd like to go out with me. She said that she was flattered, but I just couldn't see why. She said, ah, Olga, I can't. They said he does not want you to see me, so I'll get. I can't.
Take it up. No, whoa. That's it.
I was really depressed. What could I do? I was blue. I'll ring her up again in a day or two. On Monday, her boyfriend wasn't there, so I felt lucky. How's about now, baby, come out with me? And she said, ah, Olga, I can't. Ah, Olga, I can't. I can't, well I can, but I shan't. It's no good, man. Olga, story that I ever ran. She said, "Don't be daft and Olga man, I want to see you, don't get me wrong. I'll contact you soon, it won't be long. For at the moment, I can't." I called Kendra another 50 times on the phone. Yes, she agreed to meet me, but I should have known. Yes, I wound the window down in the Rolls Royce. I said, "Jump in the back," and then I heard a voice start to say, start to see. In Spain, and when I get back, I still can't it again. So I'll get, I'll get, I can it. I'll get, I can it. I talked it over with me mum and me dad, but even me sister and the dogs think you're mad. So I'll get.
Yeah. All right. Olga, I Cannot by the Toy Dolls. Oh, I do love that song. Always entertaining. But I am now putting on my shoes so I can go out and check the mail since I'm having such a late start today. Again, open the pod bay door, Hal. So let's check the mail, make sure I didn't get anything too important. And I can guarantee you that I didn't. What we're really checking for is other people's mail. Let's see, what do we got here? Ooh, I got a letter. And I got a thing. And that's it. Okay, so what did I get here? Happy holidays from the window company. We know you're busy this time of year, but we'd like to start your year with one less thing to do. Call today to schedule your free in-home consultation and take advantage of this special holiday offer directly into the recycling bin. Close the pod bay door, Hal. Yes, so this piece of mail that I have received, I don't even need to open it. I'm going to put it upstairs. I'll open it later. This is a Christmas card from my friend Brian's mom. She sends me one every year. And then this reminds me to send... And here it is. This reminds me to send my friend Brian the Christmas card he sent me last year. This is what I do. This has been going on for a few years now. My friend Brian, he does the family thing, and they have the family pictures printed up into the holiday card, and they send that out to everybody. And I save mine for an entire year, and then I mail it back to him the next year, because I don't do Christmas cards or holiday cards. I do a lot of mail, but I do cool mail, and you know that because you're probably on the Dubious Artifacts by Mail committee. If you're not on the Dubious Dubious Artifacts by Mail committee, if you're not on that committee, You can get on that committee by emailing me, tobe@sdf.org. And I will put you on the mailing list to receive strange pieces of mail from me on an irregular basis. I do not sell your mailing information. I do not use it for anything other than annoying you with postal oddities. Yeah. Huh. Maybe I should send some stuff out. Now my cat... What? What are you yanging about? What? Do you want more water?
Do you want some more kitty water? Because I've already poured you kitty water 5 times.
Okay, come on. Let's go. Go. Just go in the bathroom and we'll do the kitty water thing. So I guess we have to do the kitty water thing now. Oh my God, is this going to be a new feature of the Dubious Goals Committee? Where we pick up the kitty water bowl, we pour out the old kitty water. You know, the kitty water that's so old because we poured it in there 22 minutes ago.
Okay, here's some kitty water for you. Now drink it up.
I'm pouring the kitty water. The cat's looking at the kitty water. Trying to decide if it's drink. Yes, the cat is drinking the kitty water. Let's listen to my cat. And of course, as soon as I stick the microphone down there, she stops drinking.
Keep drinking it. I'm pouring it. You have to drink it.
Drink the damn. Okay, you're not going to drink the water. I'm not going to pour the water. See how this works? There's a very distinct and obvious cause and effect happening here.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Bam! uncle grandfather. I want perfect hair forever.
Yeah, no. Gerald Baldzi, you don't get perfect hair. What? Okay, the cat is back. Hi! The cat has returned. Hello? You want some more damn kitty water? Oh my god. Come on, you want to get the kitty water? Fine, let's go get it. This is where you have to push the cat's butt towards the door. Come on, let's go get it. You want to be a drinky, thirsty kitty? Let's go. Let's go. Come on, let's go in the bathroom. Let's go get the kitty water. Oh, it'll be so good for you. You'll just love it. Yeah, I have to actually sort of push my cat to get in the damn bathroom. Yeah, oh, look, you want to get some kitty water? Oh, it'll be so good. Okay, so here, we finally made it back. Oh, do we have any interest? I don't know. Let's find out. Let's pour out the old kitty water. We open up the jug, and we start pouring the new kitty water. Do you want to drink the kitty water? Look. Look, it's so good. You can drink it up. Drink it. You wanted the damn kitty water, now drink it. The cat is not drinking the kitty water. Why aren't you drinking the kitty water? Okay, that's how we're gonna be. I'm putting down the jug. See, I can put the lid back on the jug. I can walk right the hell out of the bathroom. Oh, where's the kitty water gonna get poured now? Yeah, so this is my life these days. Pouring the kitty water, because, I don't know, somebody's got to do it, don't they? Yeah. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tub, see, it's your kitty water pouring responsibilities that is keeping you from doing any good synthing. It's preventing you from buying any parts. It's preventing you from getting the patch cables that you need. I don't need patch cables, I need a patch bay. And when I say a patch bay, I don't actually mean a patch bay for doing synth stuff or whatever. I need a clubhouse, and I'm going to call the clubhouse the patch bay. Get it? Especially if it's, one, an empty bay in a strip mall. Because that's kind of funny. But what's even funnier is if I can get that old gas station in Irvington. I'm never going to get it. And even if I do get it, it's probably so old that, you know, there's no working bathrooms. There's no, probably no heat. There sure as hell isn't any air conditioning. And there's probably no good outlets. And that's probably poorly grounded. I can't have a poor ground in my clubhouse. Why don't I have my gun? Yeah, I spent some more time yesterday looking for modular synthesis enthusiasts in Omaha. Synthesis enthusiasts. I cannot find them. Why? I don't know. Is it because they're not listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Tune in tomorrow. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
What do I want for lunch? Getting hungry. Oh, kind of got to go to the store, but I don't know. Oh, let's just get out of here.